And that's the thing that I was like, you know, meditating a lot on these couple weeks because.
Did you say marinating?
Yeah, like you marinate it, bro. You know what I mean? Yeah, you marinate it. You know the word. You know when you like literally like, you know, do something nice, you know, barbecue.
No, I get it. It's just, you know, funny, it's like when people use like cooking terms as like, you know. You know,
like,
know.
I mean, we're in the kitchen, so why not?
I suppose. Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like, you know, you got to do it all juicy and everything.
Sure.
Yo, what's up, Trey? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man.
Hey, as you know, my name is Eric, guys.
Yep, and I'm Trey.
We got Trey here.
I mean, his new
whatever tone he got.
That was a news clip from, I think it was like 2017 or something like that. So, yeah, I'm sure a lot of you know where that's from. So, anyway,
people that watch too much YouTube or whatever.
Yeah. So.
Facebook.
We have a interesting topic today. Some of you will get offended. Some of you may not get offended. We'll see. Yeah. And if you're hurt by it, then I'm sorry.
Then you can go cry to your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about the Day of the Dead and Halloween, a little bit about, I guess, the back history on it and all these traditions, I guess, following with... But these holidays, I guess that's like the first like major holiday that kicks off like other holidays.
Well, people don't count Halloween as a holiday, so
no, I don't
really count it as a holiday.
Honestly, in my personal, I mean, I don't celebrate any holiday. I don't do Christmas. I don't do like Easter or whatever.
Yeah,
a lot of people look at me weird. It's like, why do you're Christian? You should do Easter. I'm like,
yeah,
no, you don't.
Well. I mean, much like, all right, that's going to go off on a tangent. I'm not going to say that. But anyway, yes. So,
Halloween, you have
an article that you were going to read about Halloween.
So, basically, so, okay. So, in here is basically the origins of Halloween. And as what we know now, so this dates back like a long, long time ago by the ancient Celts. Mark this as one of their four most important festival quarter days of the year, the Samhain, which obviously it started on the eve of October 31st, and ushered the Celtic New Year on November 1st. So basically, I guess this was a period when normally normally strict boundaries between the worlds of the living and the dead, they became mutable. So basically, that's, you know, they believe that the veil between the two realms was most transparent, allowing the spirit of those who have died to return for the dead. So what these guys would do, they would like, you know, create these festivals and like they would like do bonfires and whatever. And also for them, it was like the final harvest of the year. That's when they have the animals stockpile, stores food for the winter's months ahead. The sun sets earlier and rises later. The trees shed their leaves. And basically, it was like, essentially, it was the dying until its annual rebirth of falling spring. So I guess the thing, and I guess why it became, that, like, that was their tradition, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the Romans, in a way... saw that like because okay like going deeper and actually I've read this before I just you know and a couple people told me about this. They would do more than just that, like they would actually like do a bunch of horrific things.
Yeah, it was basically a celebration of fall mixed with some witchcraft sprinkled in there and all
some
types
gruesome
of stuff.
Like, but I mean this was like in the Western European side of the country or
exactly.
You know over there. So anyways, but yeah, they would do a lot of things and I would say and the reason why I don't like celebrate traditions or holidays is because when you're not educated enough on certain things like You know, we're living in a world of like a bunch of trends and like mm-hmm. traditions, and you get sucked up into all that, and you're literally celebrating something that you don't even know. Yeah. Like, for example, like, you know, everybody talks about, you know, and I guess, you know, people will hate me about this, but, you know, when it comes to Christmas, oh, we're celebrating the birth of baby Jesus. No, you don't. Like, you... First of all,
well, they don't even know. Nobody, if that's the actual.
Yeah, nobody knows exactly when it was born. Birthday. It's not on December 25th.
Yeah,
you know, some people, you know, say historians and you know, people that he was probably born like around October or around that time. Mm. You know, November, September. I don't know around that time, but yeah, we celebrate things that we don't know about. Like even just like the littlest thing, like putting lights outside. Like where does the light come from? Like putting lights outside. Where does the tree come from?
Yeah.
So just stuff like that. And in this particular thing, you know, Halloween, like why are mm-hmm. we celebrating something that this ancient people would do in a horrific way? But because, and this is the thing. Okay. So like going into the second phase with this, you know, it got so bad that, like, the Roman, you know, like, obviously the Romans at that time, they conquered, like, a lot of area around Europe and whatnot.
Yeah.
So basically, and here it says, after the Romans' conquest of much of the Celts' lands in France and England, this tradition was affected in subsequent spread of Christianity. So that's when, like, you know, but that's the thing. I don't think it was Christianity. It was more like Catholic, like, you know, the Catholic belief. Was,
well, I mean, that's still a branch of Christianity. Yeah. I don't think it's real Christianity, but I mean, yes.
But yeah, so in the way, the church attempted to subsume the festival under celebration of Martyrs or Saints, or basically like All Saints Day.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and in a way, you know, that's how I, like, you know, started to dressing up. And I guess, like, that's where, like, the tradition of, like, the Day of the Dead came to be, because in here they celebrated, as it says here, in the recast of the Saints' Day with the following day, November 2nd, as All Souls' Day. This festival was called All Hallows, while the evening before called All Hallows Eve, which is, you know, Halloween nowadays. So, mm-hmm. so you know, obviously they had like the Hallow Eve, Halloween, and then now this All Saints Day, where they would celebrate the dead. So now I guess that's where we come to like that point where, like, is it right to celebrate the dead? Like the point of views are...
Right.
Fans have, like, you know, explaining, so.
Yeah. So I was talking to Kathy, and she was talking about, you know, like the Day of the Dead that you guys, well, your culture celebrates and stuff. I know you
like
don't.
Like Latin culture, yeah.
Like Latin culture celebrates. But she was saying basically, like, I guess the whole thing is to remember people that have passed away, stuff like that. And, but she was saying there has to be a better way to do it instead of like bringing food to a grave site and, you know, and all this other stuff. And like, I guess she said, and I don't know if this is actually accurate or whatever, but she was saying like basically they worship their loved one who passed away, their dead body.
Yeah, like
it's kind of weird.
You know? Yeah, there's a lot like I said, there's just like traditions that like it's not there's not like a. Obviously, there's, like, a structure, like, a foundation to all this. But
right.
It's just, like, tradition that people, because, like, there's an example that my dad puts, you know, and I'm not, this is, like, a parenthesis, I'm not trying to go out of tangent, but, so there was, like, this mother, right, mm-hmm. that, like, would fry, like, the best, like, fish
yeah.
to her daughter, and eventually, you know, the daughter, So like ask the mom is like how do you make it and so on, like how do you make it to taste this good? And she was like, well, okay, well you have to cut off the head, you gotta cuff off the tail, mm-hmm. and that's the secret on like the taste of why it will taste good. So eventually, you know, the daughter learned it from her mother, and then she passed it on to her kid. So then like her kid asks, like, why do you have to cut off the head and
right.
And the tail? And then she was like, the mother was like, well, I don't know. That's how I was taught. You know, that's by right. my mother. Yep. And then they basically, in a way, were like, they trying to trace back onto why. And eventually they asked the grandma, they were like, hey, grandma, why did you cut the head? And yep. she was like, well, because I had a very small skillet. So I had to cut off the head and tail so it could right. all fit in the pan. So yeah. I feel like sometimes, like, you know, traditions like that, it just like, because someone does something, everybody follows with it like a trend, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, and I know, like, especially for Day of the Dead, they put a lot of fruit. Mm-hmm. And they say, oh, you know, this fruit or food, they're going to eat it. But no, because they believe that, like, if the fruit rottens, that's like the dead eating the food.
No, that's
and I'm just like, no, nature. That's what happens.
Or just naturally what happens.
You when know? You leave the food out there.
Exactly. And then you have a bunch of fruit flies and stuff.
Exactly.
But, so I was going to say, so there's three sides to every story. I mean, I guess right. in this case, this is not a story, but you get what I'm saying. So you shared your, you know, what you were saying about it. Yeah. I kind of spoke on Kathy's behalf. I probably butchered it, so don't hold her to that because I didn't exactly quote her word for word. So right. now I'm going to share mine.
Okay, let's
obviously,
see.
You see I have on a Frankenstein shirt. And the reason why is because, like you said, you know, just not being educated on things
right.
before and all of that. And like you were saying, just with that analogy with cooking a fish a certain way and stuff, I maybe is just like, you know, maybe because I'm selfish or something like that. I tend to remix stuff and customize it for my own benefit. The only time I don't do that is with the Bible. Because
okay,
you're not supposed to do that. That I look right. at that as like, you know, man adding to the Bible and stuff like
okay,
that.
Yeah.
So I don't want to do that. But everything else, I give it my own meaning. So all okay, these holidays and stuff, I personalize it, customize it into my own thing. So like I celebrate, well, not celebrate, but I acknowledge Halloween or whatever. And also, I'd like to say, God ain't through with me yet. He's still working on me. So give me some grace. But yeah, I like horror movies and stuff right. like that. And now I don't deal with like witchcraft and all that. Like I'm not doing that. But I do watch scary movies and stuff like that. I do, you know,
you like the style and clothing.
Like
or
yeah, I mean like Frankenstein. You know, I was trying to collect like all of these shirts, like the Wolfman, the Mummy.
Frankenstein, okay.
That whole like universe or whatever, Dracula and all of that. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't take it as serious,
got
you know.
It.
And the other thing too is, I'm not opening the door to the devil or nothing like that. Like the devil is defeated. I'm a right. child of God. You know, I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe He's my Lord and Savior. You know, so I'm not taking it as serious as people. You know, people. That's the other thing too. People love to be so angry and
right.
just worked up about any and every little thing. So I don't take it that seriously. I'm just like, okay, the origin of it may be dark. That's not what I'm doing. I'm mm-hmm. not, you know, over here with a dark origin and stuff and keeping it going with
casting
witchcraft and, you know, murdering, you know, people. And like, I'm not doing that. You know, I watch horror movies. I wear like shirts or whatever, like that's pretty much it. Like,
right.
I mean, my nieces may go trick or treating or whatever. Like, I mean, it's not that serious to me.
Yeah.
Same thing with like Christmas. Now, Thanksgiving is a different thing because Thanksgiving, an entire race of people were slaughtered and had their land stolen, and we're supposed to celebrate that. That's weird to me. Like the fact that people think we should just keep doing it that way. No.
Yeah.
No. Like you not you, but your ancestor or whatever murdered an entire population and then was like, this is America. It wasn't called America. There were people here. It wasn't inhabited, you know.
So yeah, I wonder how is a little different. I wonder how it was called before
exactly.
they named it North America.
Right. And with Christmas, you know, I know that may not be Jesus' exact birthday or whatever, but I mean, what other day do we have to go off of?
No, I know, and I guess it gives people a date to
be with family.
To be with family.
That's the main thing.
Yeah, and I get it, I mean, because obviously, you know, we use that day to like be with family, but I'm talking about like more like, you know, traditions, putting out the Christmas tree and all that.
Yeah, I don't do that,
or like, you know, put so much emphasis on like, oh, the baby Jesus and whatnot. Like,
well, see, with us, I guess we put the Christmas tree up for like the kids, you know, stuff like that. Like it's mostly for like the kids.
I get it, but yeah, like I mean, it's just stuff like that, and especially I mean, I don't like
when even people, like selling stuff and all that. You know how they have the Black Friday deals and all that. It's like Black Friday was not a good thing.
Yeah,
why are we?
I mean, I feel like it also, you know, in all these holidays and traditions, is just to give people, honestly, to make people, I guess, look forward to something.
Yeah,
and have things to do, and obviously, I mean, if you really want to go dark, I mean, we're talking about all these traditions.
Yeah.
You know, they generate millions and millions of dollars. Like, I mean, you're talking about like, you know, how much candy is gonna be bought out? Like, how much, like you know, all these candy companies are gonna make?
Right.
You know, and like, how, like, tell me why? Like, you know, because I see this and I question myself. Like, tell me why. This like spirit, you know, store or whatever. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
Like they just only come up for like for once a year, and then they're like making hella money. Like like, you know, obviously, you know, it's a profitable thing, and obviously, you know, obviously, people would want to, you know, or like the government would want to place down like certain holidays that people could celebrate because why? They want your money.
Exactly.
But obviously, you know, that's not what we're talking about. But if you really see like the flip side about that, like, I mean, you're talking about like literally, like, if you see it spiritually, there are certain like dimensions that are being like opened up because, like, if you look at it, like the missing rate of people around this holiday, like shoots up the sky.
Yeah.
You know, drugs go up, you know, like STDs or any type of crazy disease goes up, murder rates. Like, I mean, it's something that we really have to like think of because there are dimensions that like, you know, we have to think about it. Yes. I mean, the devil is defeated, but he's not locked up.
Right.
You know,
I'm just saying this is the way I personally think. Yeah. You know, I'm not saying that, you know.
Like, yeah. No, I know what you mean. But what I'm saying is, like, we have to, in a way, be mindful of that because, you know, obviously, you know, one of the things that the enemy wants is for us to fall down in this, I guess, traditions and trends to basically destroy us because, like, I mean, he doesn't care, like, if, you know, because think about it. Like, let's say, you know, there's crazy people out there, man. Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't mind, like, having, like you know, one of them demons getting into this person, getting possessed, and goes onto a killing spree.
Right.
Like, he's not going to care because, you know, and then he goes to a party, he kills a bunch of people. Mm-hmm. He doesn't care because everybody's going to go to hell. Like, you know, and that's one of the things that he wants. And obviously, you know, we also got to see in the... And because, you know, one of the things is that I also question, like, you know, I was watching this video of like an ex Satanist and he's talking about like, you know, that this is like around this time is like the time where they like do like human sacrifices and like how that, like, you know, because we as Christians, sometimes we don't even acknowledge the fact that, as you know, there is a lot of Christians out there worshiping God, but there's also a lot of like Satanists worshiping the devil. You know what I mean? And they have their agenda. They have their agenda. They have their own traditions, their own cults, you know, whatever. And it's real stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's real stuff. And a lot of people don't take in consideration because, like, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, it's all fun and games. Let's go party. Let's go have fun. Let's dress up like a cute little, you know, whatever, or, you know, and it's, in a way, they're getting creative with this stuff, like, you know, because I feel like, you know, getting costumes and all that, oh, that's fun, that's okay, you know,
right.
But I mean, I guess my point is really to really be educated and be aware of our surroundings, and
yeah,
that we're living in a world where like nothing is all good.
Yeah, and I mean, that's what I was saying. Like, I'm aware of what's going on. That's why, like, I mean, even with like the traditional stuff of like I was saying, Black Friday and all that, and like even they have like, you know, 50% off for Halloween for candy and stuff or costumes. It's like because they want you to buy into it and all of that. Right. And I don't subscribe to that. Sorry. Yeah, I don't subscribe to that stuff. So,
yeah.
I mean,
if people want to subscribe to anything, you know, you guys can buy merch. Oh, you know, you guys can help us support.
Yes, those are not out yet.
Oh, no, officially. But hey, there's more shirts out there. You know, it's just, it's being educated and just being aware of what it is, like, not to be so, how can I say it, like, hallucinated of, that everything is good. No, it's not. Like, there's something more to it than what it is, you know?
Right.
So we just got to have an eye open, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Because the devil's out there to find you, to catch you, and to kill you.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I sounded so southern.
I thought you were trying to sound like Antoine Dotson.
Who's that? The
dude, like, he was like, hide your kids, hide your wife.
Oh, hide your
kids. Yeah. That's what I thought you was trying to sound like.
No, for real. Hide your kids, hide your wife this weekend. Oh,
gosh.
No, but, dude, for real, I really wonder, like, you know, like, it's crazy. Like, you know, one thing I don't know, and I'm not brave enough to do this, but I wanted to, like just roam around the city, like.
See what's going
on. In that day, to see what's going on. But I feel like if I do, what if, like, I get into a car crash or something? I don't know.
I mean, my question is, why think like that?
You know, Trey, I have really impulsive thoughts.
Oh, I know.
And
that's like when you really said crazy. That you used to break stuff in your office or whatever when you was at work.
Oh, just randomly?
Yeah.
Or I would just throw things, like. I don't know why I did that, dude. I would literally pick something up and throw it.
And it wasn't even Halloween. Dude. Look at that. Yo, this man is possessed. No.
Yo, no, but seriously, I don't know why I would do that. Like, think about it. No, honestly, like, don't you really think that's weird? Like, I don't know if it happened to you, but you have, like, really strange, like, thoughts.
Yeah, no, I, you know, like, you could just be standing there at the balcony. Like, I wonder if I could stick the landing. Like, oh, you're going to stick all right. You're going to stick all right.
Yeah. Yo, but serious. But imagine, like, even me, that I hope.
Sorry, I know we off on a tangent, but this is funny, though.
No, I know, but, like, I hope, like, you know, I try to be good and be a good Christian, and, you know, but, like, even me being that, I still have, like, crazy thoughts. Imagine somebody that's unstable.
Like I said, when I first started, you know, sharing my side, or whatever, God ain't through with me.
Yeah.
Everybody is a work in progress, you know. As long as you got breath in your lungs, it's not too late.
That's right.
I mean, I wouldn't. Everybody's human. You know, we have spirit, soul, and body. So the body part is the one that messes you up.
So the soul sometimes too.
Well.
Or the flesh.
It starts with the flesh, with the body. And then it trickles into the soul. The spirit is good all the time. But you see what I'm saying.
So, gosh. But yeah, I mean.
Well, that is if you have Jesus in your heart. But
yeah, but, you know, try to stay safe, guys. You know, if you guys celebrate all the stuff or if your church does anything for Halloween.
And that's another thing.
That's like.
It's like, I don't know.
I have a question. Yeah, does that church that we know about,
no.
Do they, are
I mean,
doing that?
They used to. They used it to, was right? Like the, every church has a hallelujah harvest. It's essentially the same thing, just without the
monsters.
Jack-o'-lanterns and, you know, the monsters and all of that other stuff. It's the exact same thing. Come to church in a costume.
Yeah, still Halloween. See, and that's what I mean. Like that's why I'm so into this, because
Mel had posted something about that not that long ago.
Who did?
It was like, it doesn't make sense. Mel. Oh, Evans. Okay, yeah. Melanie Evans. Yeah.
Yeah, no, and that's what I mean. Like that's how you know like how deep an American tradition has even gone to church. Like
right.
Like okay. That's the thing. Like I was reading, okay, listen to this. And I hope this fits into this conversation. And maybe, I don't know, we can end it with this, but listen to this. And I feel like this is why like America is going through like what we're going through.
You're going to hell. No, I'm
just playing. Oh, I you know swear. How those
rednecks and Trump supporters and stuff. America's going to hell in a handcart.
No, but see, it's not even about that. So I'm cutting
that out, by the way.
Yeah, so listen to this. So this is 2 Chronicles 7, and then I'm going to read from 14. So this is basically God's promise. No, actually, no, that's hold on. Is it Chronicles? Yeah, it's Chronicles. 2 Chronicles 7:14. I hope I'm doing that right. Yeah. So listen to this. This is God's promise and warning. So basically, this is like when Solomon finished the house of the Lord, and the king's palace was successfully completed, and all that he had planned on doing in the house of the Lord in his palace. Basically, so he finished what his father David, didn't do, right?
Yeah.
But anyways, so it says here. It says. If you shut up, if I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I sent pestilence among my people, and this is what I like. 14, it says, and my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Or in some other translations, it says, I will heal their country. Mm. Now, this is really, really important because, see, even like that, like how the enemy has like distortion, even like our church's minds were like, it's okay for you guys to celebrate Halloween, but we can Christianize it like the Romans did, to the Celts.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is really bad what you're doing, but we can Christianize and make it good.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel like it's happening. And this is the reason why I feel like, as a country, we're going in the wrong direction. We're like, basically, we're not even putting like God, like, hey, God, is this all right for me to do? No, we're just following the trend. And this is why I feel like all this crazy stuff that are happening now in this country is happening, because this is one of the things. Listen, it says, we see that people don't humble themselves anymore.
Right.
We see that people don't pray anymore.
Yeah.
We see people that they don't even seek God's face anymore. And especially we see people that they don't turn away from their wicked ways, which is what I don't like to,
just
people might hate
we'll just say
all this, like the government, legalizing obviously like abortion and all that stuff,
right.
Legalizing the right to marriage another gender and stuff like that. All this gender. Crazy stuff. Yeah. That are being legalized is because we are not turning away from our wicked ways. I'm not hating on these people. I'm not hating because, first of all, I don't know their story, but the fact that we're, as a country, we're like acknowledging that that's okay. Yeah. It's not okay.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just right. Because it's being put in the law, it's not okay. First of all, most of these lawmakers, they don't even have, they're not even believers.
Right.
So obviously who's going to be leading the way in like the decision making?
Exactly.
Obviously the enemy. But this is the thing though. This is a promise. This is a promise that God said, like, if you guys are able to do that, to humble, pray, seek my face, and turn away from all this, then I will hear you guys up. I will open literally the heavens, forgive your guys' sin, and I will heal your land or your country.
Right.
And that's the thing that I was like, meditating a lot on these couple weeks, because.
Did you say marinating?
Yeah, like you marinated, bro. You know what I mean? Yeah, you marinated. You know the word. Like, you know when you like literally like do something nice, you know, barbecue.
No, I know, get it. It's just, you know, funny, it's like, when people use like cooking terms as like, you know,
I mean, we're in the kitchen, so why not?
I suppose. Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like, you know, you gotta do it all juicy and everything.
Sure.
I'm not saying that I'm perfect. I'm not saying nothing at all. I make mistakes. I still make mistakes. But it's the fact that, like, you know, being able to have like the God's like having a fear for God. Not a fear like, oh my God, you know. No, having a fear of respect, having a fear of like actually like acknowledging him in everything that you do, like any action that you do, oh God, is this okay for me to do? That's the type of fear that, you know, us as Christian we should have. Not just following trends and like, okay, well, whatever, you know, God forgives my sins. No.
I remember Andy Mineo had posted something and he was like, people will do stuff or whatever, and they were like, only God can judge me. And he's like, that's why you should be scared. He was like, that's the very reason that's why. Right. Not them. Like, you should be scared of God.
That is so true.
You know?
So. Yeah, and that's like so easy to say. Like, oh, God can judge me. Exactly. I can do whatever. Okay. Like,
No. You don't want that. You don't want him to judge you. That's the thing.
Not for real.
Well, not judge you. Well, okay. I'm not going to get technical. But yeah, you don't want God to judge you.
Because he's a righteous,
the only judge that matters.
And what is he like? Well, because I mean, it's either yes or no. If you sinned, you're going to hell. If you didn't, all right, good, you're good. But that's his judgment. Like, he's gonna be fair.
Yeah,
you know, he's not gonna be, oh yeah, you know, obviously he loves us,
right?
But just because you know, just because he loves us, he's not gonna be like, oh okay, keep doing what you're doing. Because that's not what he created you for, you know?
Right.
But dang, bro. I mean, like, we went a little bit longer than what, but I feel like it was good. I feel like it just, like,
woo! I'm going to have to cut some parts out, but.
It was just, like, moved up.
Yeah.
But anyways, guys, I mean, I don't know. What you got more? You got anything else?
No, I think that's it.
You know, I feel like next episode we should do, like compare it from last year. Let's see how it was, like, the missing rate of people. From last year to this year.
Kind of depressing, but I guess.
No, but like to back up what we're talking about, because I feel like people don't really think it's like some. I feel like people really don't
think it's so real. Yeah, it's so easy to go in like Walmart or whatever. You see the missing people and it's just like, dang, man, that sucks.
Right.
I mean, what do you do though? You know? Like how do you even go about finding these
people? And see, okay, all right. I don't know. I mean, I feel like I keep going on this. But, dude, you know, like, this video that I saw, he says, like, the reason why people are not found is because, like...
Most of them are dead.
No. Well, yeah, obviously. But the thing is that, like, police, you know, people in government, people are they behind all this stuff. Yeah. And they make them go missing. Why? To, like, sacrifice stuff like this.
The government is the biggest gang.
The biggest cartel,
The biggest cartel, the biggest gang. Anything that you can think of that is, like, negative or whatever is it like an entity? The government.
The government.
Any government. Governments in other countries, this government, like,
I mean. Vatican City.
Yeah. I don't know. They might put us on a shadow ban again just for saying this.
Yeah, you know what?
If I made this into a clip and tried to put it on Instagram, we'll probably get another shadow ban.
But you know, that really makes you wonder. Like, if that happens, it's because it's real.
Oh, yeah. Why are you shadow banning
exactly.
us?
Exactly. Why? Why just right. let us talk exactly. what we want to talk?
Exactly.
If it's not true, then just let it be. Have people just be, oh, these guys are a bunch of fools.
In Singapore, you know, that's one of the places where, like, you say anything bad. They have cameras everywhere that pick up audio. You say anything bad about the government, you know, Singapore, Cuba, you know, China, places like that. Like, you say anything bad. There is no freedom of speech.
Dude, next time we have, like, the FBI, you know, coming.
Bro, if you spit your gum out on the sidewalk, you get arrested.
Yeah, that's why it's the cleanest city in the world.
Like, fam. I mean, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, guys.
Even with all that being said, you know, America is probably as good as it's going to get. I just want the rapture to happen so we can go to heaven.
Like, dude, what if the rapture doesn't happen until, like, your kids are, like, grown and you're dead?
Well, I'll still be in heaven either way. It don't matter. So
you got to be waiting. Man, when is this dude going to come up? When is he going to show up? Like,
yeah. I don't know. I mean,
yo,
I plan to live to 120 anyway. So,
I mean, How long is 120 until like?
Let's see.
How,
I don't.
How old are you?
Can you do math?
How? Yeah, you're what?
I'll be 30 in February.
Okay, so 30, and then that's 2021.
110 years more.
So no, you have 90 years left.
90 years.
90
yes,
years
I can't
left.
Count.
So 90 years from now, we're looking at 100 and. Wait. So
no, it'll probably be like 3,000.
No, because it's 2021, right?
Yeah.
So it'd be 2,100.
Oh, that's
2021. So 2,100 and so 90. Okay, we're like 20 plus. So it would be 2,110.
Well,
in 2,110, you'll be basically about to get gone.
Yeah. So y'all heard it here first. If you if you're still alive,
dude, that's a freaking
around
century.
That time. Then let's be friends.
Dude, I want to live to 100. I mean, yeah. I said to myself and to God, hey, let me live to 100. Like literally, when I want to hit 100 exactly. So, like, from the day that I was born, like, the time, mm-hmm. I want to die at the same time.
Mm.
Like, once it hits, like, the...
That
like,
means I'm going like to die at 3:36 p.m. on February 26th of 2110.
No.
Like,
yeah,
that's
2110.
2110.
Yeah, you got it.
I'm going to die on 3:36 p.m. on February 26th.
And if your math whiz is out there, maybe if I didn't get it right, then just correct me, but...
I was never good at math. So,
anyway,
all right, guys. Like we have gone way too long, so we will catch you guys.
Yes, sir.
On episode 131. That has been Eric.
So, guys, well, I think that thing is not
there
even working.
There we go. That has been Eric. Yo. I have been Trey.
Every day,
yes, sir. I mean, and don't forget to follow the tree and look at our merch and stay clean and stay safe. All right, guys. Well, actually, you guys will hear this after, so I hope you guys didn't get abducted or something.
I don't even know.
Anyways,
I was
going
to do a hand clap to close out. We're just going to end. All right.
Just stay safe.